This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Now, next on the programme, we've had a message from a listener who is disgusted at what he saw on his way to work just this morning. Paul sent us a message through our Facebook page, facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D, as soon as he got into work today. Okay, have a listen to this, and I'd love to know, are you somebody like this? I just arrived into work, and I'm really pissed off that I had to walk through a cloud of cannabis smoke to get here. I was walking from my bus this morning, and ahead of me was a man who looked like he was heading to a building site for work. He was wearing a high-vis and had a builder's helmet. As I got a bit closer behind him, I was hit with a strong bang of weed. And that's when I realised he was casually smoking a joint in broad daylight on his way to work. Whatever about doing it in the privacy of your own home, but smoking in a public place where kids or anyone could be walking by is bang out of order. The worst part is this man was heading to a building site where he may be in charge of heavy machinery, and other people's safety might be relying on this man whose judgment will be totally off because he's high as a kite. I think it's completely selfish and wrong. If I knew which building site he was going to, I would have reported him. Is it normal that people just casually smoke joints in the morning? And that's from a guy called Paul. So basically, Paul is bemused by the fact that he's walking behind a guy this morning who's smoking a spliff on his way to work. He's wearing a high-vis jacket. It looks like he's heading to a building site, and he could be in charge of heavy machinery while he's high. And he says if he'd known what building site he was going to, he would have reported him. And I have a question for you. Do you start your day with a joint on your way to work or before you leave for work? We were talking to somebody on the programme a couple of months ago who has a joint in the morning instead of a morning coffee. When I get up in the morning, I have a morning coffee. Some people have a spliff first thing in the morning. Now, this guy, Paul, can't really get his head around the fact that this guy was smoking a spliff on his way to the building site this morning, and he thinks there's something really mad about that, and he's in charge of heavy machinery, and ooh, the world's falling apart. I'd love to hear from you on this on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. Are you somebody who has a morning spliff? Call me right now on 6797981. Alan, you're on 98FM. How are you, Alan?
How's it going, Adrian?
So here's a guy heading to work this morning in a high-vis with a builder's helmet, clearly heading to a building site, and he's smoking a joint on his way to work. Has this guy, Paul, anything to be worried about?
Well, he shouldn't really. Not necessarily could be THCN, that was just the psychoactive that gets you high, like. It could be a CBD one, which is totally legal in Ireland. Like, but even if it did have THC...
I wouldn't really know the difference. Would they smell the same?
Yeah, they smell and look entirely the same, but one or the other doesn't get you high. One does, one doesn't. One is for, like, anxiety and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you could still do the same with THC. In one case, it can cause anxiety, but in another case, it can actually relieve you of anxiety. So it depends on how heavy of a user you are.
Right, I'm with you. Okay, so you're saying basically that this can, help his performance?
Well, yeah, it can. Like, it depending on what type of job. You said a construction site. Like, if he's using heavy machinery, it doesn't necessarily slow you down. Like, there's thousands of different strains, different types of cannabis and all that can help your productivity, like your energy levels, or even for eating, appetite, sleep, whatever. Like, so... Whatever type, like there's different types of species of animals, there's thousands. So there'll be thousands of different types of strains of cannabis, you get me? Each one having a different effect. So depending on how often a user you are, it can affect you in different ways. If you're a heavy user, it's not too bad. But if you're a first-time user and you hit a spliff, you will feel it.
Okay, so this guy strolled into work this morning with his high-vis jacket and his hard hat.
I reckon he's a regular user, yeah. If he's in smoking early in the morning going to work, yeah. Which is fine, like, it doesn't necessarily mess you up, like, there's a bit of a stereotype about this.
But, this guy's probably thinking to himself, if it doesn't have any effect on you, sure, why would you bother smoking it? Now, I would argue that people smoke cigarettes that have no effect on you, but you continue to smoke them.
By effect, it wouldn't have a negative effect on you. I'd say more or less have a positive effect, depending on what your condition is. Some people have different conditions. It could be just normal stress. It could be anxiety. It could be, like, phobias. It could be just so many, like, I can't even have the time to explain them. But, like, they all work. It does work. I'm a regular user myself. I wouldn't smoke going on the way to work, but I would on the way home from work because I wouldn't like just me boss or anyone knowing that I do that, you know?
So. Well, that's what I was about to say, actually.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
This guy who's working on a building site, he had a builder's helmet, he had a high-vis jacket on, obviously heading towards a building site. And this guy's concerned, the fellow who sent us in the message, he said the worst part is the man was heading to a building site where he may be in charge of heavy machinery, putting other people's safety at risk.
No, I disagree with that. I don't think it affects you like that whatsoever. For me, my work, like I did, and I've often had one on the way to work in the mornings, I feel it actually makes me much more productive, much more aware. Like, other people that are amateurs, should I say, like, that don't smoke much, would probably obviously think different because they go, whoa, this is strong. But, like...
Okay, but for a seasoned user, then...
Seasoned to intermediate user, yeah, it's fine. Like, but I understand where people, like, beginners or newcomers to cannabis, like, would think like that.
Okay, now, say, for example, if you had a joint before going to work, would you let your boss know that?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Because it's illegal.
Because it's illegal?
Yeah, that's the only reason. If it was legal, I'd say no problem. If my boss had a problem with me doing it before work, I wouldn't do it before work. If it was legal, I'd bring it
you'd
up.
Have no you'd have no problem admitting it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because it's legal.
Like, all right, stay there for 1 second, Alan. Alan is saying there's nothing to be concerned about a guy walking along the street in his with his builder's helmet, his high-vis jacket, clearly heading towards a building site in the city just this morning, smoking a spliff on his way to work. And Alan is saying, no, there's nothing to be worried about here. If he's a regular user, nah. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice message.
Paul needs to mind his own business. He's probably going out to his office. Stuck up his own arse. It's none of his business. Simple.
Yeah, okay. All right. If the fella was walking along the street pissed out of his head after being out drinking all night and had a high-vis jacket and a hard hat heading towards a building site, you'd be concerned, would you not? Is it not the same thing? Shane, you're a barber.
Yeah.
How are you, Shane?
I'm good.
Oh, can't hear you there, Shane. I don't know what you're doing with your phone there.
How's it going?
That's much better. Now, Shane, you're a barber. How do you start your day?
With a joint.
Uh-huh. Now, you've heard the message.
Now, as the lad on before me said, like, I wouldn't be an amateur, you know, I'd be more of an everyday smoker. So I know he means what he says, like, it would be more productive in the day, like, of course, as well. You don't want anyone knowing that you are, but, just that.
Okay, so, obviously... Being a barber, there's a skill to it. You know, somebody doesn't want to walk in to get a haircut and walk out looking like, I don't know, looking bald or whatever.
I can probably guarantee you that nearly every barber in Dublin probably stoned.
Well, then we can't say that now because not everybody smokes. So you're telling me that you could be stoned after having a spliff first thing in the morning, but you could still cut me hair as well as a guy who hadn't smoked anything?
No problem.
No problem?
Yeah.
Doesn't affect you at all, does it not?
As that lad said, you can go either way. You can either relieve anxiety or else it can put you into anxiety. So it can go either way, Adrian, and it has backfired, you know. But
what do you mean it's backfired? What do you mean it's backfired?
Look, you go green or whatever, you know what I mean? That's what I mean by backfiring. Look,
you're hardly going green now when you're cutting people's hair, are you?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It can go either way. Like, you know, it depends on the type of weed that you get. You can't, this country, it's not regulated, you know, so you don't know what you're getting, really, and whether it's an indica, a sativa, but either way, like, it, as you said, it can go either way, you know, like, it could blow the head off you, or it could just set you up for the day, like, you know.
So what would happen, Shane, if you smoke a joint in the morning that blew the head off you? Are you still
going
to be
going to work for it? It wouldn't be cutting hair fairly quick then in the morning, then, you know.
And is
you'd
that
have to take a little break.
Has that ever happened to you?
No, not really, to be honest, like, if... No, it'd be all right, like, you know, you can tell, and you can just control it, like, if you know what I mean.
Right, so there's no risk of me going into a barber's in Dublin and sitting in the chair with a man who has a scissors in his hand.
I'm probably guaranteeing 90% of them are stoned, yeah.
Jesus.
Do you smoke yourself, Adrian?
I don't, no. No, I tried it years ago, did nothing for me at all, so I just didn't bother. Yeah. I just wasn't arsed. All right, so as far as you're concerned, even smoking a spliff before you cut somebody's hair has no effect on you
at all. Being honest, Adrian, like, that's what I do for a living, yeah, but I wouldn't smoke a joint and then cut someone's hair straight away, you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't be like, before you sit in my chair, yeah, wait, then you go outside and have a joint, like, you know, it wouldn't be that way, but sometimes I would be a bit mellowed out and work, you know what I mean?
Nice.
Okay. If that makes any sense to you.
All right, stay there for one second, Shane. I'd love to hear from you on this on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp us on 0877 989898. Alan, you're on 98FM. How are you, Alan?
Good morning, Adrian. How are things?
Now, Alan, your point on this is that hash is everywhere, all over building sites.
Well, hash or weed or whatever, I don't understand it. Like, there's lads constantly going around smoking spliffs or joints or whatever you want to call them. I'm not going to pretend they know what it is or how to explain what's the difference between one from the other, but it's all drugs.
Okay, so Paul, who's worried about this guy operating heavy machinery on a building site today, right now actually, has nothing to be concerned about, has he not?
I operate heavy machinery.
Right.
You need your wits about you. I'm driving machines since 96, 97, when I started first. And, like, it's not so much you, everyone else you have to watch out for.
Sorry, say that again. I couldn't hear you there, Paul, or Alan.
It's not you as much. When you're working on a business like operating heavy machines, whether it be a helicopter, which I drive, or excavators, or whatever, you have to watch everybody else around you.
Okay, so you could you operate heavy machinery after smoking a joint?
But me personally, no. But then again, I've never smoked a joint, so I don't know what it'll do to me.
But are you aware of others that do?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And they're able to function perfectly well?
Well, I wouldn't say perfectly well. So, I mean, if I come in slightly hungover, Adrian, which I have done back when I was younger, day 20s and that, I couldn't work the machines best me capability because I'm hungover. Well, that's on the alcohol. I'm being hungover.
Okay, and you're admitting that arriving into work with a bad hangover, you're not performing at the top of your game.
No, I'm not. No, maybe I'm the only one out there in the whole country that can't perform at the top of his game when nursing a hangover. Maybe I'm just one of those special people that I don't know.
Right, okay. No, I'd put myself in that category as well, which is why I tend not to do it. But I have come into work with a raging hangover, and I will admit I wouldn't be at the top of my game now, to be honest. Have a listen to this WhatsApp voice message.
As crazy as it sounds, Adrian, I think that people should be randomly tested for drug intake, no matter what job they do. It should be a responsibility of companies. And those barbers, for instance, off their heads, I mean, that's crazy. They're using scissors and blades. It's just like cars and checkpoints and all those people being tested randomly. So should these clowns.
Right. Shane, you should be randomly tested when you go to work. What do you say to that?
Make it happen, Adrian.
You wouldn't, well, you'd just give it up, would you?
No, well, it has positive, you know what I mean? But... I think it should be regulated in this country. It should be legal in this country.
Yeah, but even if it was, do you think people should be allowed to smoke a few spliffs before cutting hair?
And then it'll be regulated though, Adrian. You have to understand there's people with illnesses that, I don't have any illnesses now that I smoke it, but people with illnesses...
Okay, that's slightly different. That's a different conversation and a different argument. You don't smoke it for the medicinal benefits of it.
Then people still have to work, Adrian, you know? So some people might need to smoke before they get in their car because they can't like function or whatever, you know what I mean? But they need that, like, you know what I mean? They still have to work as well. They need money to survive. So, like, you know what I mean? It's the same, like, goes everywhere, like,
all right, stay there for a second. As you look across the skyline of Dublin, you will see many, many, many very high cranes on the skyline. Paul is somebody who smoked weed for 15 years. 5 of those years, he was in control of a crane. How are you, Paul?
How's it going, Adrian?
Now, it's a skilled job. There's no denying that. I don't know how crane operators actually do it because it is a very highly skilled job. But can you do a job like that after smoking weed?
Well, in all fairness, Adrian, there's just two things. I didn't smoke weed. I smoked pollen. It's a form of hash.
Right.
Still THC, the whole lot in it. And I didn't drive a tower crane on a construction site. I actually drive a crane down the Dublin port lifting containers all day.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
So I'd actually do more work than a tower crane because a tower crane can only do like one lift every so often, like, and whereas I was required to do 20 containers an hour. Now I do a lot more than 20 containers an hour. But I found that if I was actually smoking before I went into work, it was more relaxed in the cab. And I was actually doing a lot more work than I would if I wasn't stoned.
Oh, so you were more productive?
I was more productive, yeah. I smoked for about 15 years. I started down in the port about 5 years after I started smoking. I wasn't really smoking on the job because I didn't want anyone to know. And then there was a couple of people down here who did smoke. And then I kind of sussed the place out myself. And I just started smoking and work. And then when I was smoking and work, I was labouring. I was driving shunts and stuff like that. And then when I moved on up to the crane, I'm actually afraid of heights as well. So when I moved on up to the crane...
That's some job to be done.
It is, in all fairness. But when I moved on up to the crane, for the first year or so, I wouldn't ever even dream of smoking because, like, I'd have 8-10 bodies underneath me at any one time. I'd have trucks flying in and around me, constantly watching cameras and stuff like that, and loading trucks with containers and unloading them and so on and so forth, moving containers from the one part of the terminal to the other. But after about a year, I remember one Sunday I was driving around in a shunt, and when I was in the shunt, I was smoking non-stop because all we ever done was turn left. You're collecting containers off grinds and all, just watch what you're doing type of thing. And after about a year, I kind of got comfortable. And I was driving the shunt, and I had a smoke one day, and next thing you know, the boss came up to me, somebody was gone home sick, he needed me up in the crane, and I refused to do it, and he told me if I didn't do it, I was going to be let go from the company, basically.
Right.
So I jumped up into the cab of the crane, and away I went. And when I got up into the cab, I was a bit nervous. I sat in the seat, lifted my first container, and after that, it was all easy pickings from there. Like, I was...
And would you have actually smoked a spliff in the container while you were
in
the crane?
Yeah, well, we used to start shifts. Like, the early shift in the company itself starts at 5 a.m. I've often got up into the crane at 10 to 5, roll the spliff, lit it up, and first truck would come through that gate at 5 o'clock, and I'd have them one underneath me and gone out the door 2 minutes later. Like, it wouldn't bother me in the slightest. I'd sit there all day smoking spliffs. And about a half an hour before my lunch break, I open up all the windows and open up the door, let the place air out just in case anybody who's getting into the cab after you didn't smoke or was against it or something like that. Fair enough, get the smell out, make sure the cab smells okay.
So in other words, nobody ever knew that you were doing it?
Well, a lot of people did, believe it or not, Adrian, because there was a couple of us down there who did. So you kind of knew who was coming up for you for your lunch. I've often left a half a spliff in the crane for who was coming up to take over for me. And there you go, have a smoke while you're leading, doing my job, like, you know what I mean?
But we're not talking about smoking a Johnny Blue, we're talking about a spliff.
Wow, a spliff, yeah, a spliff.
Now, I know there's people listening now that can't believe that people in positions of responsibility, and no matter what way you want to look at it, your job is, or was, you don't do it anymore, I assume.
No, I'm actually a barber now.
Oh, Jesus.
And I've actually worked with barbers who smoke constantly all day, in and out. And believe it or not, Adrian, their haircuts are actually better when they're stoned. I'm not even joking you. I've sent people out there. I actually own my own shop now. But I've sent people out and said, hey, go out and have a smoke there. You're getting too frustrated with this and all. Like, people come in and ask for a fade and stuff like that. And You just you look at them and they're struggling down the haircut. You're like, jeez, yeah, and have a spliff.
Yeah, have me terrified. I was going to get a haircut on the way home today.
Believe it or not, Adrian, you're in safe hands. I mean, I know people are going to say, oh, well, he's smoking a spliff. He has a sharp scissors. He has a blade. He has a nick. Bloody, bloody. I promise you, a lot of people work a lot better when they smoke. And if they don't, they make one fuck up and they learn from their lesson and they don't do it again. All it's right. As simple as that.
Yeah, but I don't want the cock up to be made when I'm sitting in the chair.
No, well, of course not, but look, I can only assure you from my point of view, I've never seen anyone make a mess of anyone's hair while they were stoned. And as far as productivity goes, I actually got a phone call out of my boss one day in the crying, and I had a spliff in my mouth while he rang me. And I'm not joking you, right? And he says to me, you up in that crying. Now, I was looking around thinking, someone's at the same me with a big tree skinner hanging out of my blade mouth here. I'm either getting ratted on or whatever, you know? And I'm like, yeah, I'm up here. Why, what's up? He goes, oh, well, you're on your own in the lane. I was like, yeah, I know. He says, you had to do like 40-odd deliveries in the last hour. I was like, all right, yeah, is everything all right? He's like, yeah, if that's the new crane, nobody has done them numbers in that crane at this point. Like, and I'm like, yeah, okay, so everything all right? He's like, oh, can you do this delivery next? I'm like, yeah, he's gone. Do that delivery next. Yeah, he's gone. He's like, all right, I'll just leave it to you. I says, yeah, no problem. Like, and no one's ever got a compliment off that man. For him to ring me and actually say to me that was moving faster than anybody else while I was smoking a spliff.
But you didn't say to him, well, the reason my productivity is so good is I'm not, stoned, like, out of me bicky here.
Of course not. He's too straight, like, you know what I mean? You learn people, like, people are straight and they're like, they're against all anti-drug and stuff like that.
Just to be serious for one second, the guy who sent us in the message was obviously concerned that the guy in front of him, there's a cloud of smoke, bang of weed off him. He was obviously smoking a joint on his way to work. He was in a high-vis jacket with a hard helmet, so he was obviously going to a building site. And he said it's completely selfish and wrong to do that. You're saying don't be worrying about this.
Well, I'm not saying don't be worrying about it, Adrian. Everything has its, like, you can't say don't worry about it. Just, you have to know yourself when you're smoking.
Well, okay,
yourself.
For example, we've brought in the Gardaí can now drug test people at the side of the road.
And, 100%, yeah,
right,
yeah.
And you can lose your license if you're found to be having consumed cannabis.
Yeah, 100%.
So
yeah.
If you're not safe to drive a car, how in God's name can you be safe to drive a crane?
Honestly, Adrian, it's down to the person themselves. I'm saying it's safe to go and do
drink,
it.
But drink drivers used to say that, Paul. You know, yeah. I'm able to drink 5 pints and drive home, not a bother on me. But we all know that it has an effect on you.
Yeah, I have a half a point and I wouldn't get into my car either. You know what I mean? I have a spliff and I'm more relaxed. I actually passed my driving test while I'm stoned. I failed it while I wasn't. I got 28 marks on my first driving test when I wasn't stoned. My second driving test, I drove out to Dunleary. I think it was SGS where they only... for the RSA because there was a big backlog. It was back in 2008. And when I was driving out to the test centre, I was in my BMW. I had Bob Marley playing. I lit up a spliff. I drove out. I met the fella from the other school of motoring. I took his car for the test because I was at the doing two pre-tests with him. I took his car for the test. I went, done my test. There was an instructor beside me and an instructor in the back who was trying them at the time. And I passed my test. I didn't even get one mark on my test. I couldn't believe it.
All right, stay there for a second, Paul. 6797981 is our telephone number. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice message.
Hi, Adrian. It's Rob here. As I sent in the text there, I can't come on. I live surrounded by these amadons. I grew up in connection with this drug, worse, and other types of drugs. It's always the same script with them. It's great. It's easy. It makes your life easy. The facts are, it doesn't. Like, you don't see people going to work in the morning, drinking cans of beer at 8 o'clock. A building site. I don't know where they get the assumption that it's okay. It's not.
Well, you wouldn't believe the amount of people contacting us to say that they do it. Susie, you're on 98FM. Hi, Susie.
Hiya, how are you?
Good, thank you. Now, what did you want to say?
Well, what I wanted to say is my son is smoking it now. I didn't know he was smoking it when he was younger, but I think it was what I said, that hash, but he started off with. And now I think it was grass or something that I think he smokes. And he had terrible anger management when he was young. So I brought him to see a doctor. And the doctor said to him, he said, if you smoke that, it's doing something to your brain. Not everyone can smoke it. But unfortunately, he did. And he continued to smoke it. And he smoked one after the other. Told him, to get out of the house. I had to get him taken out because he lost his temper, because he lost his phone and he couldn't find it. And next thing, he broke the place up looking for it. I got him out. Now, I don't know who these people are. Say, I smoke. I know friends of my daughter doesn't smoke. She's totally against cigarettes. But friends of my daughter, they smoke when they're doing the hairs or doing the nails. To be honest with you, I have never smoked it. And I'm quite honest. And I'm in the peace era, if you get my meaning. But Bob Marley era, actually. But I haven't smoked it.
What you're saying to me is that the effect that it had on your son, you certainly wouldn't want him working on a building site after smoking it.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, God,
and
no. That,
and he's an electrician.
And Billy, your point on this is that these people, like the guy heading to the building site this morning, like the barber, like the crane operator, are a danger to the workplace.
Yeah, I didn't think we were going to have a balance because we had five clowns on at the very start. I go to work every morning, security, and I get a bus. So I won't tell you where I get off, but the smell of hash is unbelievable, and fellas are going to building sites. It's crazy. I tell you, it's only a matter of time before there's going to be a big major accident in one of these building sites in the city centre. Clowns, you can't drive a car under the influence because I don't understand much about drugs now, but they're all mind-altering drugs, right? So you have to be clear when you're driving a quick crane or being a banks man or stuff like that. It's only a matter of time, Adrian.
You've heard a number of people saying it doesn't affect my ability to do my job, including a guy who was operating a crane.
That's the most stupidest thing I've ever heard. It's actually more stupid than any crap the politicians have been coming out with. Adrian, it's only a matter of time before there's a major accident on one of the building sites with people like that going to work. It's disgraceful. Absolutely disgraceful. It's massive danger. I'll tell you, I'll be proved right. There will be a major accident on a building site in the future.
98 FM's Dublin Talks with Des Kelly Interiors. New store now open at Belgard Road, Tallaght. 98 FM.